ICC has suspended Kanzera Chirombe over allegations of sodomy, which emanate from alleged attempts to try to sodomize the mayor's driver in Kariba. At the MBC, we take a very, very strong view of these offenses, and we do not allow our councillors to engage in immoral behavior. So we have suspended him pending appearance before a disciplinary committee.
Yes, this matter been heard before the courts for your party to take this action.
The matter is going to the police, and the police are dealing with it. The most important thing is that as the MDC, we have our own internal disciplinary mechanisms, and these disciplinary mechanisms call upon us to take action against any member who would have gone astray. We are entitled to do that, and we have just done that. As a party, we are responsible for good behavior of our councillors, and we cannot allow somebody to continue holding a public office while facing allegations like that. Of course, we will bring him before the disciplinary hearing. We will be fair to him, and we will be firm to him.
We also understand that the police arrested one of your youth assembly officials, James Chidakwa. May you update us on this?
James Chidakwa has been arrested. He's the secretary for security in the Department of the Youth. We can tell that definitely the allegations against James are concocted by people who simply want to prejudice other people because they don't support them. So this person is clearly innocent. We know that he did not assault anybody, but this is an internal surge that is happening against people perceived to think in a particular way.
The police announced that they are also looking at other people of interest in the assault on Mr. Mangoma. Are there any fresh arrests?
We don't know yet, but we know that the police did call Honorable Murisi Zizai, the Member of Parliament for Harare Central and former Deputy Minister of Information and Publicity. They have not yet released him, and we suspect that they may want to detain him. But these are the kind of people who could never have engaged in the acts like that. We know that ZANU-PF was involved. We know that they were hired thugs who came to have his house. And we have already set our own committee to investigate. And this committee will be led by Lucia Matibenga, and it will comprise Sito Jizai, Amos Chibaya, Kosa Machingauta, Musisiwe Buda Masara. These are members of parliament who are also members of the national executive who are going to investigate in full what happened.